Welcome back to episode 5 of How Very Hannah. It's an exciting time. We're here already. I'm very excited to be here. We've got a very fun episode planned and I'm riding solo today, guys. This is another solo ep. I low-key just like feel very calm when I'm doing these solo eps. I just feel like I'm just chilling on my little sofa. I've got my little thing here. I'm wearing a more casual outfit. Just feeling calm and cozy and hashtag stagey. Ew, that was horrible. I'm sorry. I apologize. But we're here and we're going to have lots of fun. So let's do it.
Once upon a time, there was a stagey girl with a big dream. She hoped, dreamed, and prayed to work at Tesco. Wait, someone's written this script wrong. Can we get a redo?
Take two!
I dreamed a dream that one day I would hit the stage. And so it seems that dream has come true.
Whoa, whoa.
Oh my God, you guys, it's really happening. My life has been changed for the better and I'm seizing the day and spinning into the spotlight. How very slay, it's giving queen. How very
cringe,
get out my scene. It's beginner's call, the stage is set for me. How very Hannah,
how very Hannah,
how very Hannah, that's the name for my podcast show and your front row. So how very Hannah,
hit the lights.
How very Hannah,
that's too bright.
How very Hannah,
that was all right. Okay, it's my podcast show. Let's go.
Yes, Hannah, let's go. It's episode 5 of How Very Hannah. That song is so catchy. Tell me if you're like humming that around your house, because I definitely am. Are we watching this or are we listening to this? That's the question. If you're watching, you can obviously see I'm wearing a sparkly headband. If you're listening, here's a bit of ASMR. You can hear the sparkly headband. And we've got some sparkles on the belt. A bit of ASMR for you here as well. I don't even know if you can hear that. Let me just... Oh, wow. Stunning. I love to watch a podcast, but also if I'm listening to it, I'm like on my commute to work. I'm on the tube. I'm basically listening to podcasts at all time. I hardly listen to music at all. And if I am listening to music, it will be normally the Wicked soundtrack at the moment. That's still going on. Cannot wait for part 2 this year. But where are you watching it? Where are you listening to it? Please drop a little comment below wherever you are. Also, you can leave comments on Spotify. Yeah, 2025. You can leave comments on Spotify. So make sure you do that.
Hannah's hotline. Bow, bow, bow.
So first up, first section of the episode is Hannah's hotline. Bow, bow, bow. Transition. Oh my gosh. Oh, I just lost my voice. I haven't done my vocal warm-ups. Just give me a second. Math. Okay, I'm ready. And, oh, the phones are ringing. Let me get that. Oh. Hello, Hannah's Hotline. How can I assist you today?
Hi, Hannah. If you could bring back one closed musical for a full West End revival, what would it be and who would you play?
Oh my gosh, great question. I'll get back to you on that. Right. I don't have just one answer for this. I apologize, hotline. But my first thought was Legally Blonde. I need Legally Blonde to come back for a full West End revival. I saw it at the Savoy years ago. Got a picture with Sheridan Smith at stage door. Absolute fangirl. I would love to play Elle Woods, obviously. But honestly, I would be anything in that show. Like, I don't know, a tree, a dog. Bruiser. Do you know what I mean? Cast me as Bruiser. Just anything. I would sell my soul to be in Legally Blonde. I just, like, the soundtrack is so good. Also, fun fact about Legally Blonde is, you probably all know this, the writer of Heathers is called Larry O'Keefe. Larry O'Keefe and his wife, Nell Benjamin, wrote Legally Blonde together. I hope that's right. And then Nell Benjamin, Larry O'Keefe's wife, wrote Mean Girls the musical. Imagine having that CV as your family. You've got Heathers, you've got Legally Blonde, you've got Mean Girls. Like, three iconic musicals all written by one couple. That is not all written, obviously there's other writers within the shows as well, but like, that is crazy. Anyway, I'd love to be in Legally Blonde, so I say bring it back and give me an audition. God, I hope they get it. Actually, speaking of Legally Blonde, imagine Elle Woods my dog Reuben, Bruiser Woods. That would be so cute. Although I feel like Bruiser's meant to be like a chihuahua and Reuben probably wouldn't be great on stage. We need to get Reuben on the pod. Oh my gosh, I would love that. Is this place dog friendly? It is. It is. Yay. Okay. Right. Reuben is going to make it on the pod this series. I can feel it in my bones. It will be chaos. Oh, but he'd be so good just sitting next to me here on the sofa. We'd have to clean his paws because we don't want the sofa getting mucky. But oh my God, this dog, oh, he's my world. Another show that I've never actually seen, but I'm just so obsessed with the soundtrack, is Bring It On the Musical. And I feel like when I was younger and as a 27-year-old woman, I feel like I always wanted to be a cheerleader. Like, I was fascinated. I think it maybe started with Glee. I feel like the Cheerios in Glee was what, like, made me, I really want to be a cheerleader. And I'm just fascinated by, like, the cheerleading culture in America. So, obviously, Bring It On the Musical is cheerleading and musicals. Like, that's just a recipe for success. I know there's cheerleading in the UK, but I feel like America just, like, does it. Okay, now I'm going to get cancelled because I know there's cheerleaders in the UK that are amazing, but I just feel like American cheer is, like, next level. Anyway, Bring It On the Musical. I'd love it to come back. Has it ever been? Yeah, it was here. It was on a UK, it was meant to be on a UK tour, but it was at the South Bank Centre. I did actually audition for that back in the day, fun fact. Got cut first round. Heartbroken. But if it comes back, I'd love to play Campbell. Looking hot, cream and mushroom. You know that bit? I don't know. I'm just obsessed with the soundtrack. So I say bring It On and Legally Blonde for a full West End run. I dare you. Producer, if you're a producer out there watching, I'm so ready. Imagine all the producers watching this being like, sure, we'll do it, Hannah. How very Hannah says so. So we'll do it. No, I'm kidding. But yeah, that's what I say. Do I need to like answer that on the phone or could they hear that? I'll just go back to them. Did you get that? Yeah, we had you on speaker. Yeah? All right, not a problem. See you next time, doll. Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, it's been a great episode. Oh, sorry, yeah. Okay. Enjoy, bye. They had to run. They had a Les Mis audition.
Confessions of a Drama Queen.
Now it's time for
Confessions of a Drama Queen.
Oh, can you hear that?
Hoot, hoot, is the sound of the police.
There's craziness going outside, going on. Oh my gosh. Anyway, sorry, back to what's really important right now. My confession, my listener confession. Heather or Buck, I'm here to help you. Okay. Hey, Hannah, sending this in anonymously as I don't want it to impact my work or reputation. Hope that's okay. Oh my God, this is going to be juicy. I just got cast in my first professional show, congratulations, which should be the most exciting moment of my life. But instead of celebrating, I'm absolutely spiraling. Uh-oh. I can't shake the feeling that I don't deserve to be here, that I somehow tricked them into casting me, and that any day now they're going to realize I'm a total fraud. Everyone else in the cast seems so confident and experienced, like they belong here, and then there's me, constantly second-guessing myself, over-analyzing every rehearsal and waiting for someone to pull me aside and say, actually, we made a mistake. Any advice? Oh my gosh, I really relate to this, Heather or Bock. How do I deal with this imposter syndrome before it eats me alive? Heather, I truly feel you on this because, not to make it about me, but it's called How Very Hannah. Not to make it about me, but I feel this on a daily basis. I always feel, if we're getting deep, I always feel like I'm like just so, so lucky to like be in situations and that like all of a sudden everything's going to get ripped away and they're going to be like, oh God, we don't want her. Like we just want her to be in it because of TikTok or because she's going to create videos about the show and stuff like that. So it's like this constant spiral, like you said, about thinking that like it's too good to be true. So I totally feel where you're at. And whenever I feel this way, I always in my right mind know that like what advice I would give myself, but sometimes it's hard to listen to your advice. So I feel like, let me break this down. It's so hard because I think when performing, I don't know like your background, but I think when performing for a lot of people, a lot of kids, starts as a hobby, it's really hard to like shift your mindset into like an actual job and an actual career. And I think especially when it's your first professional show, it's really hard to like make that like switch in your brain that I'm now, obviously it is fun, hopefully, but like I'm now no longer just doing this for fun. I'm doing this because it's a job and it's paying my bills and there's, you know, someone at the top of this that's making lots of money out of me coming on and performing and blah, blah, blah. And it is really hard to make that mindset shift because you still want to enjoy it and not be like bitter, you know, and be like, oh, it's just a job and blah, 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 blah. But also like you do have to kind of shift into more of a professional mindset. You're saying that everyone else seems confident and experienced. This is literally exactly Mike. It's like when I did Heather's, sorry, I'm going to mention in every episode. I feel like I have so far. When I did Heather's, I remember turning up to rehearsals and just feeling like the odd one out, and like everyone knew everything about the industry and I didn't know anything. And I like even things like I didn't realize that if I was dance captain, I would get an extra fee, or like if I went on for one of my covers, I would get paid extra. Like I didn't really know that was a thing. And I learned a lot from the people around me. So I feel like in your situation, I would just really recommend that you look to all, you know, the rest of the cast who seem really confident and experienced, and just try and like learn from them and take on not everything they do, because I don't know, there'll be people in the cast that maybe do things that you think, oh, I don't know if I want to be like that, or I don't know if I want to do that, which is, you know, normal. But like take on, you know, what they have to say and take on their experiences, because that's how you learn. I feel like you learn the most in your first jobs, or in your jobs as you're going. And as much as drama school is amazing and you learn a lot, like you learn most of everything on the actual job. You do belong there. And you're going to be amazing. I know it's so hard, but like, just try and like embrace who you are. And like, that sounds so corny, Corny Carlins. It sounds corny, but you just need to like embrace who you are and know that like, talent aside, you've been cast in this show because of you, like as a person and as a performer. It's not about, oh, I did the best double pirouette in that audition, so I've got the job. It's probably not about that. Like, you got the job because you've got the talent, yes, but also they saw something in you as a person. So like, take that, bottle it up, and just like rely on that at all times. Like, don't think, oh, how should I do this as a performer, or like, how should I react to this as a professional? Just think, how would I react to this as me, as a human being? Because there's so much of that in performing. It's like bringing your own experiences to things. I don't know if any of that made sense. I feel like it did. I hope it did. They're not going to pull you aside and say, actually, we made a mistake. They're not. If they do, then that's a mistake on, you know, their part for doing that, because they don't deserve you in that cast. Imposter syndrome is so real. But I saw, you know, I don't know if anyone follows her, but there's a rugby player called Alona Ma. I'm obsessed with her. She's an American rugby player. She did loads of content over the Olympics. We need to get her on the pod as a guest. Can you imagine? She's brilliant. Anyway, she's a rugby player and she did loads of content over the Olympics and I was obsessed. I don't know anything about rugby, guys. And then all of a sudden I'm like, I'm a rugby fan, but not rugby. Like, I'm just an Alona Ma, like, women's rugby fan. She got asked in an interview, like, how do you deal with imposter syndrome? And she was like, I don't have that. Like, she had so much power in saying to the interviewer, I don't have imposter syndrome. I don't know why everyone thinks that we should have it. And I found that really interesting because I feel like I say that a lot, like, oh God, imposter syndrome, what am I doing here? And actually I'm like, do I actually feel that? Or am I just saying that because that's what I think I should be saying, because I should just be like grateful to be here and grateful for all these experiences. I don't know if that makes sense, but like, just try and flip it. It's so much easier said than done. Try and flip it. No, I don't have imposter syndrome. I don't know what that is, but I don't have it because I deserve to be here. And I've worked really hard to get here, which I'm sure you have. And you're going to smash it in your show. I really want to come and watch you. Please get in touch and let us know what show it is that you're doing, because it's going to be amazing. And I'm going to be there with you in spirit. And what is imposter syndrome? We don't have that. That's not a thing. I hope that was helpful, Bark or Heather or anyone. Oh, there's someone at the curtain. Who's it going to be? I've invited my friend along today and I'm going to give you three clues to guess who it is. Okay, clue one, they've been in Heather's. Clue two, they're Northern. Clue three, they're the Ryan to my Sharpay. Who is it? It's Tom Scanlon, everybody! And Binks! The first dog on the podcast. Ruben's going to be fuming. So now we're all settled in. I'm joined on set with my bestie, Tom Scanlon, and my new bestie, Binks Scanlon. Where did you get the name from? What's inspired the name?
So Binks is actually a Halloween baby. She was born in October. And for anyone who likes spooky, kooky films like I do, Hocus Pocus, there's a character called Thackeray Binks. And I was like, Binks is perfect.
Binks.
She's really biting my finger right now.
It's the puppy stage. I'm
it
actually...
It is the puppy stage. No, we're not doing that today. Don't embarrass me in front of my podcast
we don't
want
to have to cut you from the pod.
Please, come on, be here.
You've been cut.
She has
Bruiser,
just,
where's
she's
Elle?
Just bitten a hole into my shirt.
She's trapped in the Old Valley Mill. She doesn't have an engagement outfit. Oh. She's totally freaking out. All right. We'll leave that one there. That worked, though.
That was good.
Clip that
she's
for the TikTok.
She's
going
to be a star.
So, Tom and I are going to explain how we know each other, but we're going to do it in 2 minutes, and we're only going to say one word each. It's another little kind of improv drama school game. Who's going to start?
Me.
Okay.
I
met
my
best
friend
at
the
other
palace
in
a
show
called
Heathers,
directed
by
Andy
Fickman.
Elephant
and
castle
is
where
we
lived
and
I
used
to
visit.
Yes, and visit and
travel
to
work.
Oh.
We didn't.
We no. No.
I don't know where you were going with that.
No, I was going to say that I used to look after Ruben.
Oh, yes.
Yes. And that we went to New York.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
So do that.
It's ruined the game now, isn't it? We've run over.
We met on Heathers 3 years ago. Tom.
Scanlon.
Played.
See, I'll fix that there. Ram.
Kerr.
No, both.
And.
Ram.
Kerr and Ram. And.
Hannah.
Played.
Dance.
Captain.
And.
Cover.
And.
New.
Wave.
Girly.
And.
What else did I do in that show?
Heather. Oh, and Heather.
That was the cover.
And
Heather.
Heather. Who else did
and
you play?
Heather.
Yeah, the whole cast, I think.
No, I only did three. Oh. Plus probably every ensemble
you
track.
You did do
going.
Every ensemble track. You never did drama
curve.
We've
not got long left.
Beep, beep, beep.
Okay,
and
well,
we're
that was
out
it.
Of time.
That's
so
basically
sorry.
It.
Goodbye, everyone. Lovely to see you all. Thanks for coming to the pod.
It's been short-lived.
It has.
That's our whole friendship, and now it's over.
And now it's done.
No, but it's crazy that we only met like 3 years ago. But we've experienced a lot in the past year. We went to New York.
We did.
What else have we done? A lot.
We went to New York.
A lot. We went to New York. It was amazing.
Yes.
We went to Broadway.
We and it's not. It's on Broadway. Because Broadway is a road. It's not in Broadway.
It
you're
was
in the West End. You're on Broadway.
Do you know, Tom taught me that actually, and now I like school people on that.
Yeah.
It's in the West End on Broadway.
The West End is an area. Broadway is a road. But we had a good time, didn't we?
We had a great time.
We did have a good time.
It
we
was
saw
very
shows.
Stagey.
What shows did we see?
We saw Sweeney Todd.
Little Shop of Horrors.
Six.
Of course, yes.
And we went to see Lucy Jones in concert.
We did go and see Lucy Jones in
at
concert.
At 54
and that
Below.
Was so cool.
It was so cool. I cried the whole time.
Yeah,
I
yeah. It was like actually like, oh God, ridiculous voice.
Ridiculous.
And just a really like iconic venue to be in, I think, as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was so cute.
But
we ate lots of pizza.
We did have so much pizza. The pizza was like so good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so good. I loved Little Shop of Horrors and Sweeney Todd was incredible, but...
We both fell asleep.
We were falling asleep, not because it was boring. It was an incredible... Like, Sweeney Todd's one of my favourites and it was so, so good, but the lights were so low, weren't they?
Mm-hmm.
And it was so warm in the theatre that
and
in the
we
interval...
we had jet lag.
We did have jet lag. It was really kicking in then that we had to go to Starbucks in the interval.
Yeah,
they
had to stamp our hands so that we could leave. We went to Starbucks and we were like burning our tongues drinking. We should have got iced coffee.
I don't know.
We were like, oh, it's too hot.
Why
like,
we did that?
Because we couldn't take them back in. They wouldn't let us take them back in. So like we were like downing hot, hot coffee to try and wake us up. But it was a brilliant show.
We need to go back.
On the cards for 2025. How Very Hannah on Broadway.
Oh my
can
God.
Can you imagine?
Can you imagine? And I like that you said on Broadway.
On Broadway.
Yeah, not in
In
Broadway.
New York. Okay, another game. I love my games. So this, why did I say it like that? I love my games. I do. I simply do. Drama school, when we were playing games, I was actually like, yes, I live for this. Let's do the name game. We're going to use the name Sally Bowles because I think that's stagey and fun. Sally likes to play football. Sally goals.
Okay, very good.
Thank
very
you.
Good. Very good. Sally is a ghost. Sally souls.
Ooh, that was spooky, kooky. I like that. Oh no. Okay, wait. Sally goes to a new school. Sally enrolls.
Oh, okay. Sally does gymnastics. Sally rolls.
Sally finds herself really funny. Sally, lols. It's me. Lol.
Sally's crossing a state border. Sally tolls.
Sally likes to play with Barbies. Sally dolls.
Very good. Very good.
Thank you. Okay, this is fun. Okay, speed round of another name. Mm-hmm. Why don't we do...
Thackeray Binks.
Thackeray Binks? Thackeray because Binks. Of Binks. Okay.
Because Binks is here. Because it's Binksy. Okay,
should I go first?
Yeah, go on.
Thackeray's parched. Thackeray drinks.
Thackeray is going to school. Thackeray thinks.
Thackeray puts her contacts in. Thackeray blinks. That was good.
Thackeray's going new bathroom. Thackeray sinks.
Thackeray's being cheeky. Thackeray winks. Thackeray Corny Collins show. Thackeray links. Larkin. Link Larkin. No. Tough crowd. Thackeray's had enough. Thackeray brinks. On the brinks.
But if you can think of any more, put them in the comments.
Put them in the comments down below.
The comments down below.
So thanks for joining me. You can go and I'll keep the door.
All right then. Okay.
She's so tiny. She's like a little cat.
Teeny tiny.
Anyway, thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
Love you.
Oh, am I going then?
So there we have it. Another episode of How Very Hannah is complete. Thank you so much for joining us. It's been a very fun one. Next week's guest is going to be incredible. So make sure you tune in. You can subscribe, follow. You can check us out on socials. How Very_Hannah on Instagram and TikTok. And I will see you next week. It's going to be great. And I have to now improv an outro. So let's do it. 5, 6, 7, 8. How Very Hannah. That was episode 5. How Very Hannah. I feel alive. How Very Hannah. Let's do the jive. How Very Hannah. That was episode 5. Thanks for watching. Goodbye.